The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Today, for the fifth time, the House January 6th Select Committee will presenting its findings and joining us right now with a preview of what we'll likely see today. ABC News Senior Investigative Reporter Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Today's focus is on the pressure exerted on the Justice Department by former President Trump and his allies to get the Justice Department to intervene in the election. And repeatedly, top Justice Department officials were telling the president and his allies there was no there, that they had no evidence, even after conducting thorough investigations, that there was anything to support the claims the president was making. And yet, he continued to push. And in fact, we're also going to hear, we think today, Paul, about a threat of mass resignations. Had President Trump gone through with a plan to replace the attorney general with a loyalist who would have acted on his false claims of a stolen election?
They really have presented quite a case in these hearings thus far. This will be the last one for a while, though, won't it?
It will. The schedule kind of changed, and the committee has received some additional evidence, it says, in the last couple of days, including a dump from a documentary filmmaker, and that's going to delay the hearings until mid-July. They're supposed to conduct two more hearings, and we think they will. They're just going to do it a little later than they had originally planned to account for some of this new evidence.
We know that these hearings is not a court of law. This is evidence that the House Select Committee is presenting. But to whom are they presenting it? Who is their intended audience here? Is it the Justice Department?
Well, I think there is some thought that this is aimed at the Justice Department, almost challenging the Justice Department to get involved and to prosecute here. But that, it's obviously a different standard. They're making a political case. And in some cases, it's a compelling one because it's made almost entirely by Republicans. The committee is a Democratic majority, but the Republicans are doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. The other intended audience, I think, is us, to say that, you know, this could happen again. The same, you know, feelings, the same thoughts, the same impulses that drove January 6th are still around in our politics and could easily rear their head again.
Yeah, certainly does make for compelling testimony. That happens today. The next one, again, sometime next month. Aaron, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.